Friday, time to talk to folks from the City of College Station and place one member of the City Council, Blanche Bricks, here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
Let's turn back to you just finished having your first retreat with a new mayor and this council as they are. Give me your thoughts there.
Well, I thought we had a good retreat. They actually had a man come from out of town who conducted it and facilitated it. And he had been a mayor for many, many years. I'm sorry, not a mayor, a city manager. And he knew the operations very well. And I thought it was helpful to have someone from outside look at our procedures and how we see our procedures. And so we went through it in that way. And I was a little wondering at first if this would work well, but it did. But I think what's interesting to me, too, is not just the specifics that we went through, but he asked at the first, what is our vision for the council or how we work and what do we want to get done? And we talked some about the democratic process. And I think, of course, I'm a teacher, so I like those kinds of discussions. But I think it was helpful because I think sometimes we get off track and we begin to see this as a winner-take-all, win-lose situation. And to me, the democratic process is a way for us to resolve as many differences as we can and maintain the ability to keep disagreeing and agreeing. So the process is really important, and one of the main reasons for me that I ran for the council, that if we lose faith in that process, we can't solve any of these problems.
Well, this isn't the first time that you've been concerned about how a council might interact with its citizenry. And part of it has got to go on the citizens of College Station and every city. They feel like at the 11th hour, the city council's trying to sneak something by on them. And so they come in and they fill up chambers and they talk about the same thing over and over again. And I don't think that's ever going to go away.
Well, probably not, because we'll never get a perfect. Different people involved in it, different council, different staff, etc. But certainly that was one of my first items, was to ask the staff to consider how we can engage citizens in the planning process in a more meaningful way. I have seen this over and over and over, the process you've talked about, and many people leave very frustrated and feeling less faith in their government and in the process than I want to see. Because these are people who turn out and vote. These are people who try to keep their property in good shape. They try to be good neighbors. And it's not easy, but I think we've seen something in this coming situation out at Arrington that may begin to help us move toward broadening that process somewhat. The neighborhood, the Nantucket, South Oaks, and Indian Lakes neighborhoods have gotten together and formed their own committee. And they have been tenacious over the past year meeting with staff, trying to understand how to plug in to the process, very concerned about the traffic situation coming at them with all of that development. And out of this has come, through the efforts of many different people, attempts to get them better informed, but for them to actually govern themselves in getting informed. And they've met with the developers, they've met with the county and city staff, and are meeting, I think, even this week. I don't know what will come out of that, but we definitely have a more collaborative process because they really demanded that we do something more than just put out a sign and say there's going to be a public hearing.
Sure. Blanche Briggs joins us this morning. And more there'll be that this week. The Bryan City Council, for the first time in 40 years, amended their ETJ, extraterritorial jurisdiction, with plans, obviously, that the city limits are going to change there. And as they approach 100,000, they'll have the same rules that College Station does. But we're going to have more and more situations like this, are we not, where the city is going to be up next to the county, and there are going to be, for instance, roads or infrastructure that have to be taken care of.
Well, there is no doubt that this involved everybody. Everybody had to get to the table in some manner. And the county, I think, I think the judge was involved in this. He wants to get this worked out. We have some commissioners that have just gone from city council to the commission. So they kind of carry a historical account in their mind of our concerns and can apply them in that way. I think all of that is very helpful. But again, I just want to say that I think we have got to come up with some formal mechanism, if you want to put it that way, of trying to get more engagement or involvement from our neighborhoods, and not expect each neighborhood to come up with the kind of tenacity and skills that these people have shown over a year's time. That's a lot to ask when people are going about their jobs every day and trying to get things done. And some people don't have the time. They might not have the skill to do it. But if we have a process that's there, there's a more opportunity, at least, for people to feed into it.
Sure. I know that you're going to be meeting with other city leaders at the Texas Municipal League. One of the things I think I'm concerned about is that legislation passed in the last legislature is really scaring cities away from the bonding process. So certificates of obligation, while it gets you the funds, it doesn't have the public input that you'd have if you brought it before the voters. What should be done there?
Well, I've been very concerned about that. In fact, I was not at all in favor of canceling the bond election. To me, if it had to be put off 3 years because they voted it down, then it had to be. But with the majority of council being in favor of it and listening to the arguments, I did go along with that. But I said, I really believe, and I got the council to agree, that we would create a citizen advisory committee, not just that would meet every 5 years. We know we had that when we have CIP projects, but that would meet more regularly so we could have a more engaged citizenry, since we are not going to be asking them to vote on CIP bonds. And I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know yet. We're trying to figure out the best way to put that together. But to at least know, well, we've decided to do this. We've moved ahead on this. This is why we can't move ahead on this right now. And just keep them engaged in what we are doing in that process, because I think it gives us a broader sounding board.
So we've talked about growth-related issues. What are some other problems that you're concerned about?
Well, they all sort of come to or from the growth relation. The transportation infrastructure, we're looking at $150 million over the next 10 years. I'm very concerned about how we can meet those needs in a fair and equitable manner. We've moved toward it already. We've established impact fees. We're looking at ways to do the best we can to get ahead and not just wait until things pile up on us. But again, money's a huge part of that. I'm also concerned that we have not been able to really seriously look at how to fund our city hall. We need a city hall. We need a conference center that we've been working to have all of these times. And one of the reasons we haven't been able to do it is because most of our indebtedness and bonded indebtedness is going to fund transportation, and transportation related directly to growth. Now, some of it, some portion of that is related to maintaining, but we also passed a maintenance fee this past time. So I think we're beginning to move to get a handle on that. And, you know, you never move fast enough. You always want to do more, but in some ways it's good. The democratic process slows you down because how do you get everybody into the act and still get some action? You know, these aren't new concerns, these concerns of growth and everything. We're not the first to feel that technology and growth and everything is getting ahead of what we can reasonably consume and understand.
Sure. Blanche Brick, Place One City Council member, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.